Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber says the enrollment variance from last year to this year is so small it's considered flat.
So the main takeaway is that we had forecasted flat enrollment growth. So we were predicting something around 14 additional students. When the student counts came in, they were about 15 below last year's count. So we're in that flat enrollment period that we had anticipated. We'd hoped to be on the plus side of flat, but we're on the minus side of flat. Not a big statistical difference.
Housing developments drive their forecasts, and Hauber says some of the projects they thought would bring in more students are in a lull. Changes in enrollment will occur during the school year as families come and go.
We're just watching the developments in the area come into their own. Some development projects haven't come on the time frames that we had thought. So we still anticipate growth into the future. There's still the long-term projections and the master planning that we've looked at to see that growth over time.
A demographic study done a couple of years ago forecasts that student enrollment would grow 10% over the next 10 years.
It wasn't a straight line from today out 10 years. It ebbed and flowed according to projects as they were anticipated to come on. And that's in the developer's hands. You know, if they have different challenges arise and it delays their projects, it delays our forecast. It doesn't mean that it won't happen. It just means it won't happen the year we thought it would. Okay. So I think we're still on the trajectory for the 10 years. It's just not happening in the early years.
A link to the Park City School District demographic study can be found on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.